This is WSW.
Online.
WSW.com. On air. 100.5 and 790 News Radio WSGW. Broadcasting from the studio, sponsored by Stone Specialist, your direct source of granite quartz and marble countertops. Check out stonespecialists.net. In person, too, at 114 East Hines in Midland, if you so dare to travel outside. I'm just preparing for future broadcasting. Remember the old use of the syncopated clock by Leroy Anderson, those that can remember, when it came to be a time filler? Maybe we can use this in place of Pat Johnston's sports, since there's not much sports talk about.
Man, those cancellations of major and minor league sports came flying in all in within about a half hour yesterday afternoon.
Coming up in a moment, I will read for you, since some might not have access. And it's just something I posted on Facebook yesterday to kind of... we talked about this yesterday, balance to things that are going on. Got some good response. Got some response through email, which I'll tell you about in a moment. But, yeah, so we got the music for you, Pat, just in case you need a little assistance filling that sports time. Although you did a very nice job there getting some of the reaction responses from some of the players and coaches and those involved from yesterday.
Really all I could find.
But and as far as we know, and I heard you mention it, NASCAR is still on.
Yeah, NASCAR and IndyCar.
Okay, no fans, but they're at least still going to run.
They're still going.
To answer question two, Dave, I think we were talking about this morning. The schools.
Yes.
What's going on with the daycares and things.
Preschool and daycare, yeah.
I'm guessing those are going to shut down too, because as I'm understanding it, it's
shutting all the schools.
The buildings.
Yeah.
K-12 buildings.
Right.
So if that's the buildings, those that have
preschool, et cetera, would be affected as well.
So and I
suspect one thing they'll want to be doing, too, in the time, probably a thorough cleaning of those buildings while there's no students or anyone in them before they reopen.
Just got the message from the school, as you stated that, advising all students to clean out lockers completely for that process.
What about senior homes? Have we heard anything about that, about cleaning them, since, of course,
they're the most vulnerable.
Vulnerable, right.
Yeah, have not.
Dave,
have
you heard of anything?
I know they're probably keeping people out as much as possible.
Yeah.
And, they will do what they usually do, I suspect, because they try to keep those places as healthy and well for the people as they can, because they've got a vulnerable population there.
I wonder if that was going on. Maybe they contact families directly because they could do that, but wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
The schools are really interesting, though, because of, parents depending on students to be there, with how the learning process is going along, and then the daycare. Parents might have to scramble on that.
Oh, I mean, school without school for about 3 weeks. Just imagine some of the parents what they're going to have to do. I mean, it'll be people burning up a lot of vacation time and leave days and everything else, I suppose, because who's going to take care of the kids?
Or a lot of people working from home.
If they can.
Some are wondering, too, and maybe that would be the answer if that's the case, because there are a lot of students who rely on schools for meals.
Breakfast
and lunch.
Supplemental in many cases. Some of those kids, if they weren't in school getting a meal, they wouldn't get a meal at home in some families.
Right. And there are many ramifications. Some I'm sure that we haven't even thought of yet.
Of the ripple effects. I mean, just think of the people who provide the meals in the schools that aren't their school employees, but they're contracted or whatever. There are a lot of people that are affected by this.
Yeah. And, you talked about going back to the Association of Sports, that everything from those who actually work at events and arenas and things to, we could talk about the status of some of our staff here who are employed because of sports that we broadcast and the necessity to have a person here to help with the broadcast of sports.
The hours get cut back,
That schedule's disrupted.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many students are waking up this morning not knowing what's going on with schools. Maybe they didn't hear the news, or parents didn't hear the news or anything like that, and students are going like, school's going to be closed for 3 weeks. There's those snow days you didn't get for some of those kids.
They're going to get a lot of snow days now.
And they decided to do this because there are a lot of spring breaks coming up, right?
There's a week of spring break coming up. Generally, it's like the end of March into the first days of April, I think. Mm-hmm. That could vary, but yeah, you'd have a spring break coming up. So there'd be like the 3 weeks, I think, two would be.
Minus that, yeah. So that means they're one less week they're probably going to have to make up later into the year. Unless they come up with some special legislation, but as it stands right now, students are required to get X number of hours of instruction per year.
My guess is they'll have something special going on.
I think so.
When the state mandates this and orders this, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we better get to your thing you wanted to get in here. We're going to run out of time.
Well, I just want to take a moment just because I posted this. I had a chance just to throw, and this goes back to our conversation yesterday, you know, and Pat and I were laughing about this, you know, the balance, because I don't want to say I'm completely oblivious to the concerns, although my concerns might be a little less. We rely on Pat to be a little bit more responsible than I am, apparently. So we appreciate all the comments on Facebook that to what I wrote. I think they were all positive, which I understand that because you know, it's tough sometimes to jump on when if you want a comment of concern. And I received a few messages through email that were actually more concerned. People who were suggesting, to paraphrase, I don't have them in front of me, that thought that my take on things that were going on, you know, the inconvenience that we go through over some of the cancellations pales in comparison to the necessity for making sure everyone's healthy, which I get, and I appreciate that. Another one talked about how the economics, because I mentioned economics, you know, how do you compare costs to health, which I get that too. I also, and you'll hear, I'll make my reference, I thought it was bringing the abortion debate into my comments was not appropriate. All of responses, by the way, were run very nice, just disagreeing, which is great. And I appreciate that. So if those that don't have Facebook, I'll read this now. I'll also post it on our morning team page at WSGW.com, and you can access us that way. But I said, these are my thoughts, saying what I think needs to be said. I guess we might as well cancel the world now. That's about all there's left to do in response to coronavirus. If you listen to the WSGW Morning Team show, you've heard me say that I think the response to coronavirus has been a freakout. In fact, I've used the classic Chic song, La Freak, to highlight my thoughts. Is coronavirus serious? Of course. Are people dying? Yes. Will more people get sick and die? Without a doubt. However, life will go on. It has to. It always does. But Charlie, you say, people are dying and there's no vaccine at this time. How can you be so uncaring? I care. I simply have a different response than what I perceive as the overblown media explosion of death and destruction to all diagnosed with coronavirus or potentially diagnosed. In my opinion, the cancellation of sporting events, concerts, schools, activities, and more will do further harm to us overall than the unfortunate number of deaths and illnesses related to coronavirus. The economic devastation alone may end up harming more people personally and professionally. The loss of academic and athletic opportunities for our children in schools may never be recovered in some cases. Perhaps in specific cases, cancellations may make sense, but cancellations on the scale occurring now? There is no common sense. I prefer to focus on an Associated Press report that reads this way. Amid all the fears, quarantines, and stockpiling of food, it has been easy to ignore the fact that more than 60,000 people have recovered from the coronavirus spreading around the globe. For most of those affected, coronavirus creates only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough, with the vast majority recovering from the virus. According to the World Health Organization, people with mild illness recover in about 2 weeks, while those with more severe ailments may take 3 to 6 weeks to rebound. In mainland China, where the virus first exploded, more than 80,000 people have been diagnosed, more than 60,000 already recovered. Why isn't this news the news? I think responsible media organizations would be falling over themselves broadcasting this side of the coronavirus story. I think this would be welcomed by a public starved for some positive coronavirus information. I could go on, but I think you get the idea. I figured if I'm going to continue to comment on coronavirus, you deserve to know my thought process. And one more comment, if I may, because it also defines my thought process. It's the abortion comparison. For lack of a better term, I apply this comparison to other events covered in the news and in the way that public reactions are noted. I don't know what the final coronavirus death count will be. I do know that in 2019, more than 42 million abortions took place globally around the world, according to the tracking service Worldometers. That's 42 million babies, and we are not freaked out about that. And then I said, feel free to comment on Facebook or send your thoughts to Charlie at WSGW.com. Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I-E at WSGW.com.